When your child is struggling in life, it's maybe in school or at church or just in life generally, it can be really difficult. It can feel like a crisis that's never going to end. But you know, with God's help, if that child overcomes this season, there's a great payoff. There's some better reward on the other side. We've watched this with all of our kids. We've had emotional issues. We've had some health issues. We've had a special needs child who won't take no for an answer, who's just risen up and said, I'm going to help create life on my terms in a good, healthy way. I'm John Fuller, along with Dr. Danny Huerta. He heads up our parenting department. And we're going to hear now from Lisa Jo Baker. She was very transparent with Focus President Jim Daly and his wife, Jean, about a time her son, Micah, was really struggling.
You had a story about your son, Micah, your second son, who struggled with reading and and spelling. What happened there, and what did you learn, and what did he learn through that?
Well, Gene, he's the one who sounds like your son. I always say he pushed as hard against me when he came out as he still does to this day.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, he is God's refiner's fire in my life. He's a very unique child, deeply passionate. And because of that, when things are difficult for him, he explodes. Like, all his feelings are everywhere. And for anyone who's had a kid with any kind of learning disability, it's deeply disheartening, because not only are you feeling the pain for your child and you want them to succeed, you are also, just being honest as a parent, experiencing your own dread, because you now know when spelling homework begins, it's now going to be like a 3-hour marathon of wailing and gnashing of teeth. It was so traumatic. But we've often said that when we invest in our kids, what we need is a team around them. And I needed a teacher on my side. And I went and met with his teacher, and I described to her the struggles he's having. I do this now every year. I write an email explaining to the teacher what we love about Micah. I want to preempt their frustration.
I like that.
So I share, here are the things that are so great about him. This is why he's going to be your ally in class, because he's so passionate in these areas. And so he had a teacher who finally believed in him too. And so he stopped saying, I can never do this. And he started saying, I think I'm going to do this. And he wanted, his goal was to make honor roll. And in order to do that, he had to not fail English and reading and spelling. And so I just felt like not failing should be the goal, not making honor roll, right? And but we championed him and we cheered him, and he just had this growing goal in his life. And I was really nervous about it, because they would have these assemblies where we would all sit there, and then they call the names of all the kids who make honor roll for things, which is a sort of crushing experience.
Yes.
If your kid is the one who's always left sitting, always. 5 years of school, he was in fourth grade, and he was determined to make honor roll. And I remember how hard we worked and how much we believed in him. And then he believed in himself, and then his belief in himself became like a runaway train. And I remember he kept telling me, tomorrow, Mom, tomorrow we get our report cards. Tomorrow we get our report cards. And I remember being so afraid. Mm. And he told me, we're praying. I've been praying this whole time, Mom. Like, God is going to, I'm going to make honor roll. And then I felt really worried, because what do you tell him? Like, God still loves us and answers prayers, even if you don't make honor roll. Like, it's really difficult. And I remember sitting at the bus stop waiting for him the day he was going to get off that bus with his little report card, and really talking to God, who is a father also, and saying, listen, you better not hurt my kid today, Lord. And if he does not make honor roll, you better give me the words, because I'm real worried about it. But I just felt the delight of the Lord. I sat there and waited for this kid, and the big yellow school bus pulled up. And he wasn't even off the bus. He was standing on the bottom step, waving this piece of paper above his head, yelling, I made honor roll! And I'll just never forget it. And to this day, he's 14 now, and he's still a pretty intense person. But I tell him, honey, how God built you is the reason that when you set your mind to something, you are able to follow through, whether it's honor roll or football or faith. When I look at his journey now, or how he champions other kids, all of those things, this is my encouragement to moms of littles who are struggling. That kid who is making you feel like you're never going to sleep again, he's going to change your family one day, because Micah is a driving force in our family mm-hmm. who moves us forward, whether it's adventure or faith or whatever it is he's interested in. That passion just pours out of him. And it is a direct answer to prayer, because when he was asleep at night as a toddler, an older mom told me, you need to make his bed your prayer bench. And I kid you not, I would kneel at the side of his bottom bunk bed, put my hands on him and pray for him and tell him, Lord, please, you have to use all of this passion for good, because if the other side get him, we're really in trouble, Lord. And I remember he would wake up sometimes and be like, Mom, what's she doing? And I'd be embarrassed. It's sort of awkward. And then I decided I wasn't embarrassed anymore. And I would tell him, I am praying for you, son. I am praying you will be a warrior for God one day. And that's just become the beauty of watching these kids that can be so challenging for us. Man, in the kingdom of God, he has big plans for them.
Yeah, that's what that passion can
and Lisa,
do.
And Lisa, Joe, I want to echo that. And you write about that in your book, the importance for young parents to find something positive
yeah.
about their kids. And if you can't see it, to plead with God
right.
to show you.
Right.
Because there is something good.
There is.
And it's so important that we encourage our children in the midst of that when we're exhausted
right.
and we're a big mess. And
right.
But it's so important to show them the Father's love.
And that there's hope, because who they become. I look at Micah now, he's giant. He's 5'11". He comes in every night to hug me before he goes to bed still. And I look him in his eyes and tell him, son, you amaze me. Like, you amaze me that we're at this place together. I cannot believe who you are growing into. And I'm so honored to be your mom. And he knows all these stories I've written about him. He has signed off on them. He has read them. He knows. And he laughs because he knows how difficult it was. And yet when I look at the fruit of who God is growing that boy into, it's amazing to me.
Yeah, that
well,
is so good.
And I concur with that our strong 21-year-old, we have a beautiful relationship. I think because we are so much alike, I just adore him. And yeah. I light up when he comes over for Sunday night dinner and Wednesday night. And
so
it can be beautiful.
Well, following up on Lisa Jo's story, Danny, what are some ways that we can encourage a child to just keep persevering, keep going, you know, one foot after the other? This can be something you get through.
Yeah, that can be so hard for a child, especially if they're so driven and they want to be perfect. They're afraid of failure. It's natural to not want to fail and not want to have those uncomfortable moments of not feeling like you're good enough at certain things, so you just kind of give up. First thing is, ask your child, what is so scary to you? What's the scariest thing that you're seeing? And then when they say, well, I don't think I have the skills like this person has. So if they see it that way, you can validate that by saying, well, then that would make sense. You'd feel nervous because you want to be as good as that person or even better.
Yeah.
And maybe you don't feel like you can do that. The other thing you can look at is what seems impossible to you? What do you feel is impossible? And then maybe draw it out and write it and talk about it, and then set little goals along the way. Things you're going to try and risks you're going to take along the way. And then planning out a big celebration when you've completed all those small goals to get to that impossible that you thought. I love this quote from Bethany Hamilton that my daughter wrote in our little journal that we've talked about here on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, I don't need easy, I just need possible. Oh. And some may not know, but Bethany Hamilton was a surfer and still is.
Very successful.
Very successful. And she was surfing one day and a shark bit her arm off. And in that moment she thought, okay, it's over. My dream is over. And then with the people around her, the encouragement she got, she saw possible. And she continued to pursue her dreams with a lot of falls along the way. There's a documentary you can watch if you're interested in that. And she saw that pressure as a privilege in her life, as an opportunity to continue to grow. And she had a huge celebration at the end. You see the joy in her heart as she depended wholeheartedly on God and now sees that this was a way for her to really glorify and point to Jesus in a time of dependence in her life. Let's ask our kids, why not, instead of the why.
Mm.
In their mind is, why do I need to do this? why not try it? And their brains are ready for learning new things and becoming better at multiple things. Yeah. So let's open up that world for them, and let's be patient along the way and encourage them. But setting up those small goals can be fun to do, and little celebrations along with a big one at the end.
Yeah, and do what Lisa Jo mentioned doing with her son Micah. Say, I'm excited about who you're becoming. In
yes.
fact, one of my kids, they have a group chat, and one of my kids offered that very sentiment and observation to one of the siblings. He said, I'm really excited about who you are becoming. It's not done yet. You're still growing.
Yeah, that's insightful.
Yeah, it really was. Yeah. And I know as a mom or a dad that there are times when you just need encouragement. First, thanks for listening to these shows. That's why we're here. We're here to offer you encouragement in the journey. And then we've got resources. We have a free online article called Perfectly Imperfect, Being the Mom God Created You to Be. So we're excited about the mom you're becoming. Read that, and I know you'll be inspired to keep going. And then if you're in a spot to make a donation to Focus, we'd welcome that. We really would appreciate your financial partnership. And when you make that donation through the website, we've got the link in the show notes. We'll also have details about how you can get a copy of Lisa Jo Baker's book, The Middle Matters. Donate today and request that book. Like I said, the links have the details. And as you can, please leave a review for us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to this show. We always appreciate that word of mouth, marketing, if you will, and we love your feedback. We pay attention to the comments, and we'll thank you in advance for taking a few minutes and doing that. For now, on behalf of Dr. Danny Huerta and the entire team, I'm John Fuller, and thanks for listening to the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast.
It can be challenging to inspire your community to see life the way God sees it. So what's the solution? Well, on June 15th, Focus on the Family is hosting See Life 24. And no matter where you are or who you are, you can be a part of this free event with speakers like Ben and Kirsten Watson and real stories about choosing life. See Life 24 will inspire you to translate your faith into action. Register today at seelife24.org.